Buddhism in Burma. What's next? How did a natural disaster in northern Haiti get ignored? And medical missions expands its horizons. We've got details on today's edition of Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Lawmakers are fighting to make Burma a Buddhist-only nation. A bill discriminating against Christians and other non-Buddhist religions is only a few steps away from becoming law. Amy Cotton with Christian Aid Mission, your link to Indigenous missions.
They're saying, you know, you've got to apply and get approval from an 11-person committee whether you can make that decision or not. They would have to provide an extensive list of personal information, answer questions, and wait 90 days for approval.
Indigenous missionaries helped by Christian Aid Mission already face beatings and even death for their faith. If the bill becomes law, it'll make sharing and following Christ even more difficult.
These are heroes of the faith, and we need to stand with them and pray for them and support them where we can.
Will you help believers in Burma? We'll connect you to Action Points at missionnews.org. Next, Capation in northern Haiti is underwater after a couple of weeks' worth of torrential rains. For Haiti with Love's Eva DeHart says people are stranded on their rooftops again.
It's just been a hit almost like the last one in November. People have asked us to please pray for the rains to go away because they just had all of it they could take.
The pictures are all over social media feeds, so why aren't there any news stories about the disaster?
Capation is just the forgotten part of Haiti. If you don't have outside media there when it's happening, Capation just gets lost in the shuffle.
Another problem is emerging, hunger.
You have a situation where their normal way of dealing with hunger doesn't even work anymore because everything that they need to use is wet.
A delay in clearing their Christmas container means that the ministry can offer food and supplies in the name of Christ. Now what? Pray, give, or go. We'll connect you at missionnews.org. This is Mission Network News. There's good news and bad news coming from a report commissioned by MedSend. MedSend pays student loans of serving medical missionaries. Dr. Mark Strand at North Dakota State University conducted the study. Job satisfaction's pretty high, but there are some concerns, too.
Of those who are still on the field, 53% of them said that the role that they're performing is not consistent with what they expected when they came out, and 62% of those who have left the field reported that. And we believe that that does contribute to those individuals choosing to leave the field.
Of the indicated training needs, Strand says mentoring was tops on the list.
Especially when they first go out, to put them in a good role and then to mentor them and to support them for the first few years until they become effective. I think maybe there's more work that could be done there.
The report also addresses attrition rates, reasons for leaving the field, and suggestions. Get the 78-page report. Request it through a link at missionnews.org. And with issues like worldwide refugee crises due to violence, the skills required in medical missions are changing a bit. The shift doesn't change E3 Partners' focus, though.
Our intent is not just to go and do medical clinics in the countries and the places that we serve, but the intention is to be a catalyst to share the gospel and to start churches.
Ann Lucas, the director of E3 Medical, explains how clinics help them connect with hard-to-reach communities.
They would not go to a church. They would not allow you to come into their home, but they would go into a place like that, and there's immediate credibility and trust. So it opens a lot of doors for us.
Often, as Lucas found when treating this woman with dry hands, medicine isn't the greatest need.
And I started putting the lotion on her right hand, and she started weeping.
Read the rest of this woman's story and find out how to get involved on our website. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. You'll be amazed at the incredible stories you hear from the Middle East and North Africa when you get your Atlas of Changed Lives from Sat7. You'll read encouraging stories that'll inspire you and your family. Call 1-800-995-4828 or click on the Atlas of Changed Lives logo at missionnews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.